Let me open us in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this time for us to get together. Thank you for the ability that we have to look back at your Old Testament, to see how you met with your people and shared the gospel even before the coming of our Lord and Savior. I pray that we would learn much from the large part portion of our Bible, and that we would appreciate more the gospel of our salvation based on understanding what you did with the people in the Old Testament. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, well, good morning and welcome to lesson one of the Old Testament Overview Seminar. Most of you, I believe, have binders that have your names on them. We do have a couple of extras and can get more. Today we're just going to be doing a little bit of almost like a syllabus review and then a quiz. Who's excited about the quiz?
No.
Don't worry. Don't sweat it. An important point about the quiz, the only person who will know your results is you. And when we get to that part, I'll explain why in the world I would start a course with a quiz. So the Old Testament makes up roughly 75% of our Bible. And so I believe that it's well worth the effort it takes. And it is effort. Make no mistake. If you listen to the audio version of the Old Testament in the ESV, I think it takes some 39 hours to listen to it. It's not a small amount of information. It's not a small book, as it were. Even though, as we'll eventually see, it's made up of 39 books, or 24, or 22, depending on how you count. This is something that actually takes effort. So, why would we go to the effort? Well, a very simple reason would be it's God's inspired word, and it's worth the effort to study any portion of that. But more than that, I think, the Old Testament sets up the New Testament. Too many Christians in general are just biblically illiterate. We don't know any part of the scriptures. But for those who try to know the scriptures, I think it's much more accessible to us to go to the New Testament, and the Old Testament frequently gets neglected. Even if you get into the Old Testament a little bit, you might know Genesis pretty well, maybe the Pentateuch, but you get into Leviticus and you read about all of the sacrifices, and your eyes start to cross. I mean, who here has ever done read the Bible in a year reading plan? All right, so you're doing it this year.
Yes.
Okay, so you started in Genesis.
Yes.
And Genesis was fun and exciting, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's a great history. You've got battles, you've got deaths, you've got intrigue, you've got brothers selling brothers into slavery. You get into Exodus, and that's still fun, right? Yeah, I mean, you've got God bringing his people out of Egypt. And you've got 10 plagues, and you've got magic, and you've got darkness, and the firstborn, and in the Passover, you have the picture of the coming sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and that's pretty tangible. It's easy to see. Let me ask you this. When you got to book 3, and you rolled into Leviticus, and no preamble, it just starts telling you about all of the sacrifices, how much fun was that?
I was reading the same thing over and over.
Right. Okay, you get into book 4 and you get into the numbers, and it's just number after number after number after. I mean, there's a reason they call it the book of numbers, seriously. Right? Frequently, there can be parts of the Old Testament like Genesis, Exodus, Psalms, Proverbs, maybe, that we all know and enjoy. How deeply do we know Isaiah? How about Jeremiah? Can we name the minor prophets? Why did the minor prophets come? What were they addressing? I believe that these are very good reasons for us to know the Old Testament, because the New Testament the New Testament authors were using the Old Testament. And a lot of times we can't really understand what Paul is trying to tell us without understanding the Old Testament scriptures that he's referencing. Who here has ever read the book of Revelation? Good. Who here can give me a quick 5-minute synopsis, an authoritative final synopsis on what the book of Revelation... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. This isn't eschatology. Les was getting ready, though. I don't know if you saw it. He was getting geared up. The book of Revelation has 404 verses. The book of Revelation has over 500 Old Testament references or quotations or allusions. If you don't understand the Old Testament, you're going to struggle to understand Revelation. And parenthetically, I think a lot of the misunderstanding from the book of Revelation comes from people who aren't going back to the source material to understand the references. So, knowing the Old Testament helps us understand the New Testament. And seeing the continuity between them helps us to understand our gospel, honestly. Right? As we're going to eventually see, the gospel was first preached in Genesis chapter 3. At the fall of man, you have the protevangelium, or the very first promise of the coming Messiah. The gospel is preached to the woman, your seed will crush the head of the serpent. And from that point to Malachi, the Old Testament is about Christ. That's the whole meta-narrative that we're going to see, is you have from Adam to Christ in the Old Testament, and it's about the gospel. And there's a lot of other stuff mixed in, don't get me wrong, but we do ourselves a disservice when we don't know the Old Testament stories. So the structure of the course. Next week, we're going to begin looking at why study the Old Testament. I've given you a preview here. I'm going to go into more detail next week. Then we're going to look at the formation and transmission of the Old Testament and the historicity and the reliability of the Old Testament. Now, these are more about the Old Testament than the Old Testament itself, but I think it's very important. We live in a day of massive skepticism. In fact, I was perusing Wikipedia yesterday on the account of the Exodus. Don't go reading that if you're expecting a biblically faithful interpretation of the Exodus, because all of modern scholarship, and I put that in air quotes because scholarship is a very nebulous term, but they will cite, and this part is correct, that the vast majority of modern scholarship does not believe that the story of Exodus that's found in our scripture has any historical reliability. None. Now, they're wrong. But modern scholarship is extraordinarily skeptical. They don't believe that the Israelites came out of Egypt. They don't believe that there was any difference between the Israelites and the people of Canaan. And there's all kinds of problems. And so there's a great dissonance between what modern scholarship will claim and what the Bible says about itself. And if we don't know how to address those things, it can be very difficult. Where did we get the Old Testament from? How was it transmitted over time? Is it reliable? What about tensions between the Old Testament and the New Testament, between the Old Testament and so-called archaeology? What about tensions within the Old Testament where it appears to say opposite things? We're going to address some of those so that we can have a more grounded, knowing, informed confidence on why the Old Testament truly is the Word of God. You ought to believe it's the Word of God. You also ought to know why you believe it's the Word of God. It is, in fact, the Word of God, and hopefully by the time that we go through those few weeks, we will have more of a confidence to understand why that is well-placed faith and not blind faith. Then we're going to get into overall history. As I mentioned, the Old Testament is really the story from Adam to Christ. By the way, the story of the Bible is from a garden to a garden. The Bible starts in Genesis chapter 1 in the Garden of Eden. The Bible ends in Revelation chapter 22 in the restored Garden of Eden. The Old Testament is the story from the garden to the cross. The New Testament is the story from the cross to the garden. Once we go into an overall history, we're going to go into more of a detailed history, Adam to Noah, Noah to Abraham, the time of the patriarchs, Moses, the Exodus in the wilderness, Joshua in the conquest, the period of the judges, the United Kingdom, the divided kingdom, exile into Assyria and Babylon, and then the return to Israel. And then that culminates with 400 years of silence that leads up to the last Old Testament prophet. Who was the last Old Testament prophet? John the Baptist.
The law and the prophets were until John. He is the last prophet before Christ.
Okay, so the purpose of the course, what should you know by the end of this course? The course should teach you a basic understanding of the following topics. One, outline and grouping of the books of the Old Testament.
If we want to know the Old Testament, we have to understand its structure. Just some basics, right? What's the first book? What's the last book? Why do we count them differently than the Jews did? Why do we order them differently than the Jews did? What does that tell us? Why is that important? How can knowing that help us in the New Testament?
So you start with the Pentateuch, you've got historical books, poetic books, and prophetic books. Authorship of Old Testament books. Sometimes it's very clear. Other times it's not. Sometimes it was done kind of by committee, if you will. Timeline of major Old Testament people and events.
I will go ahead and say I am a young earth six-day literal creationist, and that is going to inform the timeline that I give you. I do believe that the earth was created sometime around 6,000 years ago, maybe up to 10,000, but I believe Adam was a literal, actual person that was created and lived in the Middle East, depending on Pangaea, but in an actual place, something like 6,000 years ago. And that's going to inform my timeline of when did Adam live? When was the flood? When was Abraham? When was Moses? I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
And then the arc of the history of redemption from Adam to Christ.
God was not, after the garden, God was not up there going, okay, so let me see, how do we recover? And then he finally got it right when Jesus came. No. The entire Old Testament was orchestrated by God for a purpose, and that purpose was redemptive history. And we're going to look at how God unfolded the history of redemption in the Old Testament. And this is subject to change. I'm probably going to have other stuff that I decide in the meantime that I want to throw in there, depending on questions or particular subjects that we have interest in as a collective group. We may focus more on one area than another area. So this is a general plan, we're not going to be slavish to it. Okay, so time for a quiz. I did have a box of pencils somewhere Les has them over by Bonnie. There's a two-page quiz. I'm going to give us about 10 minutes and let you guys go through it. Let me preface it by saying this. So my dad's been teaching this course for 30 years. I was helping him with it in the 90s and the 2000s. The average pre-course quiz is somewhere in the 30 to 40% range. Okay? This is not something to make you feel bad. This is an assessment. And the reason that why do we do assessments? Right, but why would we assess at the start of a course? Yes, Bonnie, perfect. To know where we stand, right? Hopefully, let me ask you this. Why are we doing the course at all? Because we all already know this and we're just rehearsing it? No, we're doing this course because the elders believe that this is something that's beneficial for our people to learn. And if we are learning it, then by definition, we don't already know it. So this is just getting a benchmark for where are you now? And then we're going to do this again at the end. And at the end, you'll be able to go, holy cow, look how much I learned. That's the point, is don't worry about today's score. When we do it again, look at the difference and be encouraged by how profitable this time was. So I'll give you about 10 minutes. Go ahead and get to it.